You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 204. When does it get easier? Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode. This has been something that's been on my mind for a while, and I'm finally getting around to doing a podcast episode about it. So here we go. Let's talk about when does parenting finally get easier. Now, I don't know about you, but I had the belief that when I didn't have babies anymore, that everything would just be easier. I remember one day as I was thinking about this, not only did I think that with babies, but then like, oh, and then if I didn't have teens or when my kids move out of the house, so maybe parenting wouldn't be easier, but my life wouldn't be so crazy or whatnot, right? Like always this next stage, then finally things are going to be easier. And I remember messaging a friend who was an empty nester. And I thought, oh, she just must have the easiest life ever. Her kids are all adults. It's just her and her husband living at home. She probably doesn't have a care in the world. And I was shocked to see that she wasn't. It wasn't. Her life was still busy. It's just that her busyness had simply changed. Now, my intent with this episode is to not make a really negative episode about like, well, good luck. It just sucks at every stage. So please bear with me. Now, I remember how physically challenging it was to have a lot of little kids. You have to remember, I had 5 kids in 6 years. That was an event to leave the house. It was chaos. Where are people's shoes? Where are people's clothes? Oh my goodness, why are you naked where you're trying to leave, right? Have I nursed the baby before we've left? Oh, great. Who just pooped their pants as we were trying to get out the door? Oh, great. Now I'm probably pregnant and I have to go to the bathroom again before we go out the door. So like it was this event just to leave my house. I remember even going to the grocery store and I'd have all my kids with me and I would have to take 2 shopping carts because like some of them were runaways. And so I'd have 1 cart of children and 1 cart for groceries. And I'd have to go to the go through the whole grocery store with 2 shopping carts so I wouldn't lose my children. And as some of my little boys would get older, they really didn't want to be in the cart with all the chaos, right? And so what I started doing is I'd even dress them the same. So inevitably, when one of them would run away, and they most often did, I could find a worker and say, help me find my kid. It looks like this boy, he's wearing the exact same thing, but he's taller. Or if the other kid ran away, I'd be like, it's this same boy, except he's shorter, right? So like, I get the craziness. Now, I do have a superpower, if you do not know this about me, and I can sleep through most children during the night. Even just last week, my 5-year-old was up coughing really bad, and I had no idea. I woke up to an empty bed and a husband who staggered in because he'd slept on the couch with our little son. So I do have a superpower with that. But when we have a little baby who was nursing, I was forced to be woken up, right? And I would be so incredibly exhausted. And then I would try to function the next day and try to homeschool the next day. And like, I remember the physical exhaustion. I actually played a game a lot with my kids. And we laugh about this now that I would get this is when I had 5 and we're homeschooling and I'd get the 2 babies to sleep, like a nap at the same time. And then the other 3 kids, I would say, let's play a game. Whoever can fall asleep first wins. And my oldest, he has tons of energy. So he was good and he could just play in the backyard and he'd be okay. And the other 2 were like, okay, we're totally in. And I could sneak a nap in a lot by playing that game. So there's a life hack. I sometimes still play that game with George. So let's fast forward to today. I don't have a baby. Now, George will always be my baby, but like physically, I do not have a baby or anybody in diapers. So there are some things that are easier, but the hard has just changed. Let's be honest. Teens can be just as hard to get to bed as little kids. Sometimes they just want to sit and talk about their days and show you this funny thing they saw and just go on and on and on because now they're ready to talk to you and they're feeling really calm and relaxed and it's late at night and now they're open and wanting to talk to you. So just because they're older doesn't mean that they're like, yes, I'll go right to bed. Sometimes teens are just as tricky to get to bed. I have actually told my kids sometimes just come in and sleep by me and just stop talking. Just, I don't care if you want to be with me, but you got to be quiet, friend. They have places to be. So little kids, a lot of times don't have places to be, especially with homeschooling, but big kids do. They have activities. They have sports. They have extracurricular activities. They have friends where they want to go with the friends or have their friends over to their house. So you have some busyness with that. They also want to have some more serious conversations that can be long or emotionally exhausting. Maybe you have a teen that sneaks out at night, or are they making out? Are they doing all these things that maybe you're worrying about? That maybe you're worrying about things with your teens of like, do they understand that their choices, the consequences are bigger now, right? Now, if you're thinking, Meg, I thought you said this wasn't going to be negative and you just told me how hard it was with little kids and now it's going to be so hard with teens. Friends, let me explain. So please, please stay on. There are easy things about babies and easy things about teens and toddlers, everything in between, right? There are also hard things about babies and hard things about teen and everything in between. Thinking that just because your circumstance changed, that your life will be so much easier is a waste of time because your hard just changes. You know the cliche saying that the days are long, but the years are short? Well, it is true. And those years go by so darn fast. But I also remember the days that felt like an eternity when all of my darlings would lose their mind and I questioned, what in the world am I doing? If you asked me about parenting then, I would have told you how hard it was. But when you ask me about parenting now, I tell you how much I love it. So what changed? Yes, my kids' ages changed and they are older now, but the hardness didn't. What changed was me. Now, I will be the very first one to admit that I am not perfect and I do not handle everything perfectly. I'm a human. I'm not a robot. But I remember a time when all my kids were living at home. We had several car crashes and it was within a short amount of time. And it was both my teens' fault. Two of my teens backed into a car within a short amount of time. And so you can look at that and be like, wow, this is so hard. Or because I have now grown up and I have now know how to look at the world in a way I want to look at it. I go, oh, this is just something to figure out. Nobody got hurt. I don't have to have a huge meltdown because there was an accident. We can figure this out. So instead of freaking out at my kids, yelling, taking away everything from them, how dare you, you're so reckless, blah, blah, blah. We just got to figure things out. Like, we're so glad nobody got hurt. So glad. Now let's figure this out. So it was a great opportunity to not make the crash about them being a terrible person, but merely an opportunity to show my kids I love them no matter what, that I will always be in their corner cheering them on. So if you are wishing away the days, thinking it's just going to be easier later, I want to challenge you with a couple of things. First, instead of thinking how things are going to be easier, find what is easier now, right? Let's say you have a whiny two-year-old. Well, what's easier about having this whiny two-year-old than having a teen, right? So maybe you could say like, okay, maybe my kid cries, but at least they're not out doing drugs. Like I'm going to extreme things here, right? Because our brain lots of times wants to go to extreme. So let's go for it. Let's say, why is this easier? Having this crying kid means my kid's alive. That also is easier than having to deal with a child passing away. Now the flip side, let's say you're in the teen years. Maybe you're like me and have every age. What's easier about that teen who's wearing an outfit that you disagree with than having a toddler or having a baby? Well, they are not pooping their pants. I don't have to change diapers. They dress themselves. They can actually feed themselves, right? There are all these things that could be easier. So the very first thing is to stop thinking how things are going to be easier later and find what is easier now. Now, the second part, because I know so often we want easy, but you know, it's funny. There's no real growth in easy. And anybody who does anything cool is willing to go through the challenge in order to be strong enough, right? Like a weightlifter has to do hard, heavy things in order to get strong. So the second part of this is realizing that these experiences are what will make you strong enough to handle whatever comes your way. So just like when my kids were little and I was trying to figure out like how to stay calm and all these types of things, and it seemed really hard, those hard, quote unquote, hard experiences helped me that when they were teens and crashing cars and traveling all over the world, right? And doing all these things, that I just get to say, oh, we can figure anything out. We can figure anything out that comes our way. So realizing that you are strong enough to handle whatever comes your way. And as you believe in yourself and believe in this moment that I can do this, I can take care of this. Parenting doesn't have to be the hardest thing out there. Homeschooling doesn't have to be the hardest thing out there, right? You could even take that for an example of, like, I know sometimes people are like, oh, homeschooling's so hard. Well, sometimes I think having to get my kids up, if I had to get my kids up at a certain time, get them out the door for school, I think that's way harder than planning a lesson on science or planning a history lesson. I also think having to deal with homework and having to deal with the things that go on at homeschool, I mean, at public school, is much harder than having my kids home all day, right? So you can find easier and harder in all things. So if you want to just enjoy where you are, you have to have thoughts that help you to have peace, if that's what you want, that help you to just have joy and all those types of things of where you are now, and to stop wishing away the days. Now, one more thing with this too, is if you are thinking like, my life is so crazy, my life is so busy, I have these kids, I homeschool, all these things, friends, quit putting so much on your list. Right. So I can't imagine when I had those, all those little kids, if I also was trying to work at a soup kitchen and I also was trying to go out and shovel all my neighbor's walks because I have to serve and I have to do all these things, and telling myself all these have tos, and I have to have my kids in activities and I have to do all these things. Don't make it harder on yourself on purpose. Don't put on, like, if you think about this with weightlifting again, right? So let's just throw out a weight. Let's say you're trying to deadlift 200 pounds and your goal is to lift 300 pounds. Well, you can't go lift 200 one day and then the next day say, okay, I'm going to go do 300. You have to go slow and steady. And then it gets easier and easier as you build the muscle. So if you are in the spot where it is just too hard and it is too heavy, then you have put too much on your plate and you need to take it off, because it's going to be overwhelming and it's going to shut you down. So no matter what stage you're in, it's always hard because there's always too much on your plate. Simply take some things off your plate. And then as you get stronger, you can decide, do I want those things back on? So I just want you to realize that any stage can be easy if you want it to be easy. Any stage can be amazing and fun. I, at one time, had 5 teenagers and I loved it. I just thought it was so much fun. And where other people would be like, that sounds awful, it was because I have learned to change my mindset. And I have focused on building relationships and connection with my kids, so that I get to enjoy each stage. As I enjoy the preteen age and I have the 5-year-old and get to enjoy him, right? And I have teens and I have adults and I have kids living all over the place now, I can choose now why I love this. And if I want to decide that something's easy, I can look for that. Or I can also tell myself, I am strong enough to handle whatever comes my way. All right. Love you so much and talk to you next time.
Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.